So I'm just gonna go with sapiosexual, right? Okay. Or should we go from where we were just even
like off? How important are like aesthetics to you in a relationship?
I think
let's go with that.
I think for me, aesthetics is important. Maybe not so much facially, but I have to find something about you attractive. Like,
of course,
if you might not be like, you might be a beast, but let's say you've got nice teeth and you've got dimples. He might not be the most facially attractive, but he might have like a beautiful smile, dimples. I have to find something about you attractive. So aesthetics, like facially or attractiveness, I need to look and you be like, I like the way he smiles. Oh, he's so cool. He has big eyes. He's so cute. And then like physique, I'm not trying to be here looking like your sugar mummy. Like, it made me feel like a small princess.
You know, something like I really big, I personally, I've always been like attracted to like taller. And like, I mean taller, like 6'5", 6'7", like taller people. Okay. I know that there's also something about it because I'm a big person and I'm not also short. So I don't want to be with you and somebody's like, I opened the door for mommy, Abby. Is that your sugar? Because I'm a small girl and I just big body. Small girl, big body.
Nigerians like to throw that shade. So I'm like,
For me, I feel like as much as it boils down to like, you know, the physical part of everything, right? I am still very much in tune with what doesn't change. What doesn't change? Your body's gonna change. Your hair is gonna change.
Your mind changed. You grow.
But I want to be with someone that I know that, look, you can call me up and be like, yo, what are we doing tonight? Let's just open a bottle of wine and just drink and let's just talk and stuff like that. Like things that wouldn't change. I want to be with someone that I know that your company and your companionship is something that I would not be able to find anywhere.
So aesthetics is a no. So if he
aesthetics is a yes, but
rich
trust
is
still
matters. Over 10. How important are aesthetics to you? Like, you want to have a physically
attractive
partner.
But then, you know, there's different types of aesthetics.
Like, it's one thing for someone to be attractive on their own. I think aesthetics for me is how attractive are you guys together?
Yeah. Like, I mean, physically, obviously, some things just count. Like, maybe I might be naturally prone to like girls who are like just maybe look. I don't even know who cares that's what I mean when I say I really don't have a type.
Because I think everybody inherently has a type, to be honest.
So if they gave you three girls who looked exactly the same, same personality, same everything, all across all boards. But one was white, one was light skin, one was black. You'd say that you're attracted to all three of them equally.
White, light skin, and black, bruh. If they have the same personality, if they all have three. Bruh, and they look
exactly
the same.
They literally
could build your own.
I'll literally take
any
of them.
Just pick out of a hat.
Yeah. I believe that if you could build your own person, that's when you'd realize what people's types are. Because like, even as much as I say, I don't have a type. If God gave me clear and said, okay, build your person, I know what I'm going for physically.
You're gonna be tall.
I like that. You know.
Pick me up. Hey.
Baby, I can't reach that.
Like,
I can't
when
reach
they
the
argue,
shelf.
You just open
they're not back me up. Baby, I can't reach the shelf. You're not back me up.
I can't reach. I don't want to. I like to feel like, I don't know, for guys, I like to feel like small and petite. I like to feel like my man, I can stand behind. Like, fuck it up. Like, I like to feel like, he's got me, I'm protected.
Yeah, like,
and,
so he's
like a little
way taller than
princess, my boo's in front.
Treatment. That's
just
right.
Yeah. Hold on to his arms.
So I believe you could build your own partnership. That's when you realize that people actually
that's
do have
if,
a preference.
Yeah, that's if you could build. But well, you can't. If.
What is something you cannot tolerate in a partner? Like, this is a no-go for me. Like,
lack of communication, cheating, lying.
Not
being available. Or having list.
Damn.
Lack of communication,
like the
cheating.
Two, like, the two
let's do three.
What's
so
ultimate, so let me just say, what's your ultimate deal breaker?
What's
the one thing, deal breaker?
I mean, cheating for me is a deal breaker. Ah, so no. Like, I
in
will
this
not,
Nigeria?
I will
Las
not
Giddy?
See it.
Yeah.
I would
can you take it?
I will not. Because if you can cheat on me, you want to kill me.
Can
want
you
me to
it?
Die.
Can I take cheating?
Can you take cheating?
I can't.
Can you take it?
I feel like, let me be honest. It's easier to say no. Obviously, nobody wants to be cheated on.
Yeah.
It's not ideal. Like, we all don't want it. However, I do feel like there are stages in your life where it's never understandable, but it can be forgiven because what else is to risk? I feel like if I'm married and we have kids and stuff, and sometimes whether you like to admit or not, when you do have external people in the relationship, for example, kids, sometimes if it's something you know that you can work through and they're genuinely sorry and it's like, you know what, I made a mistake, whatever, I want to work through and try better. I feel like you have to put your, I don't want to say pride, but you have to just think of, are you at lost or is it a pro? Like, and remember, we're all humans. Cheating is a mistake. We all make mistakes. I feel like we all make mistakes.
Did you slip and fall inside the vagina? How is that a mistake?
No, I'm not saying that you didn't know. Remember, sometimes we intentionally make mistakes. Like, we intentionally lie.
Oh my God.
Like, it's, we're not perfect. We have to remember that as humans, we are not perfect. We are born flawed. So sometimes we intentionally make mistakes, and sometimes we might even know what it is at a loss, but it's sweet. You know, like when a mosquito bites you, you know you shouldn't scratch it because it will scar your leg, but you just, it's suiting you to scratch it. So I feel like cheating can be like that sometimes. Can I forgive it? Honestly, I've never been cheated on, so I can't even comment. I don't want to fathom it, and I don't want to think about it, because that one day, I know for sure my crazy side will come. Like, you go think I'm crazy for real. I want to say yes or no. I don't know. Like, I actually don't know. I don't know.
I thought about it. I sat down and thought about it. Children or no children, to be very honest, because if I'm in a relationship, I mean, it's 100%. Like, I'm committed to you. Nobody else, unfortunately for me, I'd say, especially being in this Lagos, when I'm attracted to a person at a time, I'm only ever attracted to you. No matter, like, whoever else is coming, no matter what they're bringing.
So you've never been in a situation, you've never been like, that's my man, but
See, when I'm with you, like, you're all I see. Like, that's it. I don't find anybody else attractive.
So your breakups are real hard.
So if I can bring that kind of energy to a relationship, and you tell me, oh, you're cheating on me, it's a deal break. I will leave.
Somehow. Because I feel like,
wait, what's your deal breaker? And can you take cheating?
No, I feel like cheating has to be one of them. Yeah, cheating has to be one of them, because I feel like I'm someone who, you know, my pastor would say God is the only person that loves us enough for the two of us. You're human. Regardless of how God has taught you to love and everything, you should, but the fact that you're human, you just can't, right? So I naturally would forgive you anything. I would forgive you slapping me on the face. I'll forgive you. It has, like, it don't happen before. Well, if I say I'll forgive you slapping you on the face, just don't say person not slapping for face and I don't forgive them before. That's just how it is.
I'm scared.
You know what I'm saying? So I would forgive all of that. But one thing I know that I would really not take is looking stupid. Right?
Disrespect.
Because the fact that
cheating is
the ultimate disrespect. Like, period. Because I know for a fact that in a relationship, I put my relationship out there and I use it as a disciplining tool for myself. I'm like, my girlfriend is out there. I can't claim to anybody that I am single. So that whole single, I'm a single guy, supposed to get
you're taking it out of it already. That excuse.
Do you understand? So automatically I know I don't have that card to play anymore. So that is me actually saying, okay, you know what? I want to put this thing out there to say, okay, set this as a boundary for myself. So imagine if you are doing that and for me, no offense, I feel like cheating is not actually when you don't go do the deed. No offense.
That's not it for me.
Yeah. Like, the moment you can conveniently, comfortably do some of the things, in fact, 60% of the things that I know that you naturally want to do for me, do for somebody else.
Actually, right now, I feel slightly triggered.
So, I mean,
not that I know of, but like all these things that you're saying, it's just making me think that somebody I could have been with could have done all these things to me, and it's just making me feel,
It's just the truth. So I would not want that. I would want to be in a room, and if someone would say, naturally, if I'm the guy that will pick up a glass, I want to, if I have a girlfriend, I'm very arrogant. I'm sorry, I'm arrogant as fuck.
That's mine.
Do you know what, I'm arrogant as fuck. Like, don't even fucking talk to me in the club.
Don't dance to me in the club. That is the energy I want for my mind. Don't talk to me. Only follow two people on Instagram, me and your mommy.
And let me say, there are four girls and my girlfriend is there. And naturally, I'm the guy that will pick up the cup as soon as she's done with the drink, right? I'm like, let me get you another one. If any girl send me that message for that, are you crazy? Take your cup. Take your drink. How?
Even when I'm not there. Don't talk to any stranger.
Like, that's just my energy. So the moment I see that you are, you can't be like saying that me they carry like that. You know, they carry. Come on.
Like, it's not even. Why? It's not even balanced. It's not balanced. I just want, I like somebody who is committed. Like, I'm going to be 100% committed.
Yeah.
I don't want 99.9. Same 100. I want it to be equal. I want it to be even. Like, bringing the same energy that I'm bringing. Bring even more self to the table that I'm bringing. Because how will I be giving you my all and you're out there finding other people attractive? Don't do that now.
And I guess it's my turn now. But you'll have to find out later. So I want to introduce you guys to TNC, Terms and Conditions, Season 2. My name is Shio.
My name is Neo Mobo Akwafere. Oh, that name is so long and sweet.
Wow. My name is Shio.
My name is Neo.
Oinda Chekwa. Oinda Sola on Chekwa. Yoruba name.
My name is Shio. It's just Shio. So yeah, guys, welcome to season 2 of TNC.
Welcome.
And we are
welcome.
Your new host.
Yes, like, right.
That's right.
So, oh man, that felt so good.
How'd you feel when they asked you?
I'm just saying, like, that felt really sweet to say, I'm your new host. Like,
that's right. I'm your new host.
What's up?
Like, what's up?
I'm your new host. Doing host duties.
Yeah. I love it. It feels good. Like, I know I've always wanted to be on, like, maybe not a podcast regardless, but I always wanted to talk. I always wanted to be on something. Like, people just naturally know I like to talk. I like to say things. And the thing is, it's not like I have so many things to say, but I feel like in this my life, if I open it as a book, like, it's just plenty gist.
Yeah, I love that.
I love that.
And then I love to gist. So, and it's a win-win for me. I loved it. I was glad. I was excited when I got the email. I was glad signing every form, and it was amazing. It's just good to see that we are finally here.
When I got the message, Horse Nigeria. So I was like, sorry, do you have the right number? I was like,
check again.
Are you sure you messaged me back? And like, yeah, sure. Yeah, it's you that we want to like this year. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Hi. I'm okay. And I was like, I'm not very big on socials per se. I was like, how do you know I like to talk, or my mouth is. That's where you said controversial. I was like, I don't like that word. Say peculiar. I feel
peculiar.
Like I'm a bit different. My upbringing, everything. So I'm a bit different. The way I think is different just because my experience is different. So then I got that message. I was like, okay. God, is this my next calling? Is this you? Like, is this a sign?
It seems like it. It seems like it.
How many people are there in Nigeria? And then
you.
Exactly.
Emilefe, like, hi.
That's kind of how I felt as well. Because having a podcast, I've always like thought about like having a podcast or just like something where I can just sit down and talk to people. Because I feel like there's so many things going around and we need people to actually voice out some things and like have different kinds of opinions. So when they reached out to me, I'm like, yes, this is a large platform where I can actually come and all these things in my head that I've been too behaved to say, or I've been I'll get around to it. It's finally come and now we can talk and then like share opinions and like, I like talking as well. I like being able to talk. I like being able to gossip and gist. That's what I'm saying. I like to gist. I can be on the phone with my friend like 2-3 hours while saying this stuff. Each person has posted. Have you seen this person say?
I love it.
To be fair, gist is good.
So everybody loves to gist here.
Yeah.
What's one thing? Well, apart from gisting, what's another thing? You guys love to eat because I love to eat.
I'm a foodie.
Oh, yes.
See, my friend says, I love to eat. But I feel like we all have different opinions. So it'll be interesting. So I think let's do our first topic, which is who defines modesty, right? Or is it what defines?
Should we do fake life first?
Yeah. Or should we do fake life?
What
is the line between fake life and packaging? Like, would you say there is a clear difference? I think there's a clear difference between both of them, but...
I think it's a very thin line because, like we said, a lot of things are subject to context. So when things are subject to context, I think there's a gray area. There's a thin line between packaging and, like, it's there, but it's thin. Like, the thin line between love and hate is there, but it's very, very thin because what might be fake life in this context, in the next context, you might put it as packaging. Like, you know, like we had a discussion
about...
Perspective and context is very relevant because if I come up here today and I say, okay, fine, I'm presenting myself as this type of person because, oh, say I need to get this job and I know that this is what they're looking for, but I don't have it, but I need the job, then packaging, rebranding or branding myself. But then if I come up in that same context and I do the same thing that I did, but this context is because, oh, I want everybody to think, oh, this baby's boxed up, she has money, she's this, OBO type of thing, then that's a fake life.
I feel like you're defining fake life in like two the same scenarios.
But
for me, I'll tell you as a guy, that packages. Fake life is totally different from packaging. Number one, fake life. For me, fake life now, number one, you're claiming to have things you don't have.
How am I claiming it? Is it based on me telling you? Am I responsible
for what you think that I do?
For instance, we're talking earlier about someone that would go and, you know, take a picture in first class you actually didn't buy a first class, right?
But we got to the same destination.
That is definitely fake life. But now, let me put it in like packaging from like a guy's side of view now. You day uni. Your parents will send you 30,000 naira for allowance. Alawi. You understand? That Alawi now, you know, say from that Alawi now, you need 10K to chop food.
Mm.
You need like another 10K for transport. Then maybe the remaining 10K will just be like miscellaneous or whatever. But now, instead of you to say, okay, you want to do things the proper way and save this money and use it for what it's supposed to be used for, you can't say no. Leave that food.
I want to ball.
I want to ball on 30K. I want to take this girl out, make her feel like, say, so that she'll feel all right.
Yeah.
Let me starve myself of something. That is, to me, that's packaging. That's you actually using, you saying, okay, you know what? I don't want to, it's this one, I don't have money for this thing. I know I don't need to buy this shoe right now, but guy, if I buy this shoe, hey, if I wear around with this outfit, I will look some kind of way. You will take your own money, go buy that shoe. Now, that money could be something that you're supposed to use to eat for like 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
You can't starve yourself for 1 week
to
buy that shoe. That is packaging. I mean, I encourage packaging.
I love it.
Package, because package, if you know, package,
I'll do it for you.
No, because you have to be able to package. You have to tell yourself that, okay, you know what? Staff yourself from here. I want to be able to do something and, you know, be happy about. But that fake life now.
Never buy the shoe.
Wait, you don't even get the money to buy the shoe.
One.
You don't even get mama or papa will go send you money, say, to even give you 30K alawi.
Two.
But you say, okay, you know what? Make I go borrow my guy's shoe. Claim say na my shoe. Fake. Borrow money from this guy. Carry this. Do you know? I see. You
know, can I ask? Okay. I want to ask a question now. See, that thing of claiming and not. That's why I said that perspective is very different. Okay, now, because as I'm sitting down here, this thing I'm wearing, everybody like, thinks, or I'm assuming it's like, you assume it's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what you're wearing, I'm thinking, okay, yes, you're wearing it. It shows.
Yeah.
What if it's actually not mine? Am I obligated to come out and say,
oh, I feel like you. This is packaging. It's that's from
like, if he borrows like his friend's shoe, hey, he borrowed his friend's shoe now.
No,
but he didn't go there and tell the babe that, this is my kick. As if it's okay, this is my kick. So I go for like,
yeah, the line is very thin.
It starts from you.
Yeah.
You are the lie and the truth to tell yourself. Do you understand?
I'm sorry. So
because if you intentionally take the money now, like with the 30K, whatever the example we're making, if you take that money and say you want to buy the shoe, right? You will feel the pain of using that money to buy the shoe. But the person that is going to take it from someone else to wear it as his own doesn't feel nothing. You haven't invested anything. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Packaging is very much like you depriving yourself of what you are supposed to do, probably like with the small money you have. But then because you won't smell nice, you'll say, fuck that.
Okay, let me flip it for you.
So. Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Let me flip it for you now. So if you're a girl, right? Let's say you're going on a date. You met a guy in a club.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped you home and he's, as if he's saying, his Mercedes, his 4x4. Nice car. When you enter, you can smell it. So you can smell the leather. His cologne, while his cologne is still in your brain 2 days later. And then he's like, I want to take you out to dinner.
My clothes.
You know, you fix your hair, you're like, oh, God, is that you?
Oh my God.
So like, he wants to take you out on a date, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I want to take you. Let's somewhere. I want to take you to Cali.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm.
Now, on a normal day, let's say that.
Yeah.
Let me not use anybody's school.
Yeah.
Let's say you're just a normal babe. You don't even wear designer. You don't know Dior from Fendi. Mm-hmm. Is it Gucci? You don't even know anything.
Ushala.
You're just a regular babe.
Yeah.
But as this guy has picked, like, dropped you home, you see his spec. Like, you're looking at this H. This H on the zipper. You're thinking, this is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
His watch, is that a Hublot or Rolex? Yeah. You should know that is something that.
Yeah.
It's sparkling.
You've even remembered some of the names, the perfume that he wore in the car. Googled it. Whoa. 1 year salary. Whoa. Do you know what I mean?
So
and then he asks
too.
Us to take you on a date.
So I want to know, like, if I don't know it, I'll Google it.
Okay. Yes, no,
I don't know. Google it.
He wants to take you out on a date, right? And then you tell your friend, oh, you know, Sheg wants to take me out today. He wants to take me to Cali. You, as a normal girl, you just wear your normal basic market dress and your normal basic shoe.
Yeah.
Right, that's what you have.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going out with a rich person. Let's even say, like, let's not say Lagos Big Boy, because it sounds like he's not legit. Let's say he's a legitimate somebody.
Like old money, old money guy.
Mm-hmm. Like, let's say he's a lawyer, international, or he's in oil and gas. Yes, a nice, a decent guy. You Googled him, his name. He actually owns his company. He's legit.
He's dope, yeah.
You tell your friend, I'm going on a date with this guy, and they're like, oh, you want to dress like this?
Okay.
let me give you my hair, where my Fendi
that
shoes.
That's happened a lot.
How my Dior bag, do this. But is that now packaging or is that fake glass? Because wait. Because remember, with these type of things, a lot of the times, or what the scenarios that you mentioned are based on first impressions.
Exactly.
So your first impression of him taking you to this, and remember Cali as well, it's not even a normal place. Yeah. It's not like he's taking you to Alaya.
Yeah, it's a 150K budget restaurant. Yeah, we know that.
Is it 150K budget restaurant? Like, he's taking you to, and you know Cali, there will be hella disrespect to you at the door, like, yo, bounce. Mm-hmm, he's taking you somewhere. So friends like, sis, you can't wear your, you know, market dress or whatever. Do you persist to go as yourself, or do you package, or is it fake?
Should
life?
I go first before you?
No, you go first. I'm interested in what you think about that.
What?
Be honest. So my wine.
You know the funny thing? I have to say I'll be the only guy for this show. So I will give you now my undiluted side of things.
Uh-huh.
Now, what happened to the guy, to the girl that the guy met on the first day at the club?
That's what was she dressed like?
What happened? I'm just asking, what happened to that girl?
Because if you're also going to the club as well, you're not dressing like, you know.
No, but I feel like in the club, it's easier to get away with not
doing,
you can just wear a simple black. You can wear this backless dress and you can wear heels and be okay.
Exactly.
But it's at night. Club lights are dark. Like, I feel like realistically.
No, I'm not even talking about what you're wearing. Uh-huh. What happened to the girl? Like, the girl that was able to,
is
like.
Is he really going
to
ask you, what do you. Like, you've had conversations.
How many people actually have proper conversations in the club?
Yeah, he's the one in the club. He's the one to give him your number.
But I'm like, if you have to go out on a date with a guy.
In the daylight, where he can see you clearly and check your own wristwatch as well.
I'm screaming.
Okay, maybe I'm talking too much from my. I'm not talking from like the general side of.
No, give yours
things.
Your perspective.
Because from my
side,
right? Yeah. You have to, like, the moment I want to see you again, it's almost like I want to be sure that you were the first person I met before. Mm-hmm. I met earlier, right? So if you're coming off, if you're coming off with the energy of you trying to like impress me. Naturally, I'm impressed. That's why I want to take you out on a second date.
Mm-hmm.
So taking it too far. You are just to meal.
Is
you're
she
just
taking it far, or is she trying to, like, it's a first impression?
If you have to break your back to want to impress another person, impress yourself first.
If
that's her impressing herself by taking her friend's clothes and taking her friend's hair
because that's what she's doing
to impress herself, that's fine. I mean, that's what you're doing to impress yourself, Abby.
You're being honest. You would date a regular girl who's never heard of designers before. Just regular.
Baby,
shmegger.
I got the money. What the fuck is a designer? If I like you, I'll put that thing on. Do you understand? If I like you, I'll put that thing on.
Good. So if you like her, you put it on her. Why can't she put it on herself?
So you're happy and she's just a regular schmegler.
Maybe, like I said, she's not there yet.
I don't believe you because, especially guys,
Nigerian men are
just came ranging anyhow.
Like it's not aspirational. No. It's not, like,
the reality of it is different.
I'm not sure that I'm not on this show because you're not going to tell me these things.
No, I'm interested in knowing, honestly.
I don't believe you.
As far as, let me put myself in the same shoes, right? If I'm going to see, let's say I'm going to see one billionaire now just called me. We're supposed to have a meeting. Oh, Neil, come through. Now, first of all, I know say I get close, right? And then I might say, okay, you know what? Ah, this guy, I want to do something. I want to get something fresh. Now, the reason I'm getting something fresh is so that I can look as good as I want to look to see this person. Not that I'm buying the outfits to look good for this. Because the person you're even trying to meet in the first place, if you understand that the guy is already on this level, you should know that whatever you're actually trying to get might still not impress him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
I get you now. So for you, packaging is coming from yourself.
Exactly.
Fake life is others.
Do it for yourself first.
I mean, to be honest, what I think, like, in that scenario that you gave and all of this and all of that, now we've already established now, okay, because there's the angle of, oh, the guy is all boxed up. He looks nice, looks presentable.
Exactly.
You personally, you want to look presentable. And the place you're going to requires you to look presentable too. Mm-hmm. Let's not
take
that out.
That's why it's a location.
If I pull up there wearing maybe, let's say, basic ass crops or something else.
I wouldn't wear slides, it's not a serious thing.
But now, the thing is, okay, you want to look good, you want to look nice. That's why I said that the line is very thin between fake life and packaging.
It's how far you go.
It's honestly because I don't, if I'm presenting myself as, okay, this is my lifestyle, it's on a regular,
mm-hmm.
it's on a regular, that this is, and I'm presenting it to be my own. Obviously, if I'm coming out in a wig that's not my own, I'm not telling you that this wig is not my own. You would assume that the wig is my own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's if I now maybe go or proper, oh yes, I got this from this person, so and so hair store. It was about 350K, it was about this and that. That's when you're living a fake life. But if you're just wearing your wig and you're going, I think it's fine. And then down to this girl's scenario.
You're wearing your friend's wig. Be specific about that one. If you're wearing your friend's wig.
But it's wig now.
Okay, all right. Because if I ask you now, I love that your hair from the first day. Can you wear it on tomorrow? What are you going to say?
She will dispatch it.
No. If you cannot tell me now that it was your friend's wig.
Why I go tell you say that my
friend's forget the party. What the fuck are you doing in my car? If you're not going to tell me say that your friend wig, what are you doing?
Okay, what if my hair was being laundered and they didn't deliver it?
Baby, tell it to me. Tell me that your hair was being laundered and they couldn't deliver on time, so you had to wear your friend's wig. That's why you're here wearing your friend's wig. But don't come and make me, because now waiting they poop in for a while.
Men
like
are
that.
Scary.
Scary. No, men are scary. I will not, me, I won't go see girl. I go come borrow car.
So you're not even going to take in perspective that she's trying to put her best foot forward.
No, it's not like
for putting, the, not just for the date, for the listen, location. Remember, honest, location also
see,
matters.
If you come, listen, that's the thing. Maybe I'm just wired totally different.
It's
right?
Not now. You, maybe you, I'm just wired.
See,
for
I want to go there with the girl, and they bounce her.
Yes.
Yes. Let me go there with the girl and they say, oh, sorry, sir, the girl you came in cannot go in.
No, I mean, I'm not going anywhere that they will bounce me.
No,
sharp.
Let me, I will get there. Then let it happen like that. Then let me now say, for what? This is my guest. She has to come in with me. If she's not coming in, I'm not coming in. The two of us will bounce, we'll go to another restaurant. Guess what?
Obviously, you guys have a restaurant.
But guess what?
You don't realize how embarrassing. As I've ever happened to you.
Listen, I understand that it could be embarrassing, but trust me. Embarrassing for who? Like, that's the thing. People want to get validation from, like, the wrongest.
I'm asking, has that ever happened to you? Have you ever gone to
somewhere?
They
don't bounce me for club. Back in the day.
I went to somewhere, right, and they were like, oh, but you can't wear slippers. And I told the guy, I was like, you have eyes, right? I said, you have eyes, right? So I said, you use those eyes to look me up and down and tell me that I can't wear slippers. I said, first of all, my slippers cost. I was like, first of all, it's not like I'm wearing Chalet Watte's or bathroom slippers.
Some designer slippers.
Not even designer slippers. I said, the same eyes you looked me to go up and down, you can see that my ankles were swollen.
Okay,
you can
so
see that I'm
actually
injured.
Yeah.
So you want me to wear heels for what? So I can die on my way up your stairs. Like I said, that's what I said. You, those same eyes that you used to look at my slippers, you saw that my leg was
swollen.
Yes, I can see.
So look at the swelling as well.
So look at the swelling.
Yeah.
In fact, I should ask, so you guys carry me up to where I'm going, because what you're saying doesn't make
makes
any sense.
Sense. For me, I just feel
but
like
that's different. That embarrassment I thought and I was injured.
Honesty. Yeah.
That's just the truth. For me, I'm very huge on honesty.
It's not, like, I don't think it's being, that's why I said, I don't think it's being dishonest. Yeah, there's just, one thing, presenting yourself in a certain type of way and lying are two different things. That's why I said difference in packaging and fake life. If I'm pulling up, I'm not going to tell you, okay, this wig is not my own, because it's not a valid conversation. It's not relevant.
No, exactly.
And if you ask me, oh, I like this show, wig, go. Where is it from? If I know where it's from, I'll tell you. Oh, it's
no,
so
I say where it's
I'm not going to tell.
Where tomorrow?
Where tomorrow?
Let me
wear
this wig again, please. No,
yes, now. Baby, let me dispatch that wig.
So for me, I feel like the difference.
And depends on how, sorry, also depends on how comfortable she is with you, because that's not something you tell everybody now. It's like, if I'm very comfortable with you and I feel like, hey, we have that kind of vibe and rapport, I can be like, oh, it's my friend's wig. I thought it would look nice with my outfit. So, you know, I decided to wear it. But
like,
if
I'm so huge on honesty, right? Like,
it's a first date. Like, and it's, we're getting. Into, I feel like maybe if it's a third or fourth where we have a rapport, then I can like, see, listen, I dressed really nice the first day because I really liked you.
Yeah, and I wanted to put my best foot forward.
You know, you were taking me somewhere I've never been to before. I've heard things about the online. So I wanted to put my best foot forward.
Things like that.
But this is who I am.
Things
I don't
like
have
that.
The
they turn
most,
me on. They don't even make me like you. Like, it just, it goes to show that, look, there's something here that I can't pay for.
Yeah. But that's, like I said, that's
can,
not something
you
I would tell
can't.
You.
Can't.
Oh, okay, which is the honesty.
You can't.
Honesty. So that's something, like, I would,
honest,
maybe though. The fourth or fifth, if we have a longer
you
rapport.
You can't pay me for honesty.
Like, if there's a rapport, yes, I would say X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
There's not something I do per se, but for me, I feel like the big difference between fake life and packaging is social media. I feel like some people do certain things for social media. Like, if I'm wearing designers, right? I'm wearing designers because maybe I like it, I can afford it. Me going to buy fake designers and then I'm posting up about it, I'm taking pictures, social media, it's
thing.
Fake life. Whereas if I buy this fake designer, I might not even need to buy it. I might take a picture of somebody else's, print it, put it on my mood board and say, God, I can't wait to make enough money to have this. That's packaging. Or I might borrow my friend's bag. You know what? Can I borrow your bag? I really love this Louis Vuitton Alma. Oh my God, it's so nice. And you know, can I just have it for the day? I love that. You know what? Thank you. Here's your bag back. And you're in your head, it's like, you know what? I felt that bag. I carried it. It's like when you test drive a car. There's right? You test drive it. I like the way the engine moves. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, it's smooth. Okay, you know what, God, I'm saving up for this car. Right. Yeah. That's when I feel like that's packaging. You're setting yourself up for better, right? The same way you said, you know, you will starve yourself to make sure that you get the freshest. Yeah. For me, fake life is buying a fake alternative or making people have that impression. So it's not the difference between you thinking you're making people have that impression that you have XYZ. If I post a bag, let me never say Birkin, that's big. Let me say Louis Vuitton Alma, right? Mm. If I buy a fake Louis Vuitton bag
and I'm posting it up,
I want people to know it's because I have a Louis Vuitton Alma bag. I want people to know I have a designer bag. What's wrong with me carrying a Zara bag? I can look just as nice in a Zara bag. This is what I can afford. So that's why I feel like packaging is more to do. Packaging can be inspirational, even if you borrow people's things. It can be in an inspirational way.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel like you need to buy a copy of the original. You can just buy alternatives. You can buy a Michael Kors or H&M or Zara bag and still look just as good. But for me, fake life is when you, like that thing, you know, you flew economy, you now stay last on the plane so you can take pictures in business class. That for me is fake life. However, that same picture, if you were to take it and save it in your camera or your background and say, can't wait to make enough money to be fine, you know, business. Packaging, inspirational. I can see that and be like, oh, you flew business. No, I took a picture because I cannot wait.
At the end of the day, I feel like it's the honesty that just differentiates the two. See, because if I'm being honest, even myself, like, there are days I would just be like, oh my God, I don't have a black jacket. I'll pick up my phone. Also, Hafa, I want your black suit. I beg, give me that your top. Just give me that top. I need to have a meeting. That's like, the fact that you can just be, me, I'm very keen on, I don't care what people tell other people. I'm very keen on what you tell yourself before you do anything.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to get my guy's shoe to go, there is nothing wrong in it.
Mm-hmm.
I go wear them, go, come back, drop them, keep them. Do you understand? But it's how you try to make something out of nothing that actually determines whether you're actually just packaging or you're actually trying to
make it. Okay, so when it's faking it to you making it, how does that come into perspective? How do you fake it to you make it?
Because faking it or making it, I think that's just another term for packaging, to be honest.
Mm. That's packaging. A real term for packaging.
Yes, faking it till you make it. Like,
but when does that then become a fake life? Because, you know, we all agree that packaging is to do with boring and, you know, packaging is to do with, let me borrow for now.
Boring is just boring.
So yeah. When does faking it to you making it then becomes like, like this girl is faking it. Okay, you know, we spoke about accents before, right?
Yeah.
So let's say I don't have a British accent, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going for a program.
Yeah.
And I know that if I do, hi, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Himakar. You know, I grew up in the London. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm doing all of this. I'm like, oh, wow, we love your voice. I'm faking it. As soon as I leave that place, I don't even put on say what's up. Like, I don't enter a car that go. You'll be like, is that fake life or packaging? Because it's also relative. Like, there's certain places where you go to a place of work or 9 to 5, or you go to a bank, you don't be shouting pigeon. Now you'll be like, good afternoon, ma'am. Please, I want to see how much is in my checking account or XYZ. If you go to the market, you feel, oh, guys, bring me that fish, how much? Like, is that the fake life? Or is that, do you know what I mean?
That's so, like, when do you fake it too? It's applicable in context. Because, like, we had a discussion and I said that thing about that accent thing now. Because if every day... This accent thing, it's like, okay, let's say... Obviously, the way I speak with my guys, obviously, like, the way you banter with your guys, talk and gossip, is different from if you had to put me in front of a mic and say, okay, talk to this board of directors or talk to these people here. It's not the same way I'm going to talk. Obviously, I'm going to step up the way I'm talking because, yes, it's applicable in context. But now, having an accent or putting up an accent, see, it's one thing to speak English the way it's supposed to be spoken and come across as coherent. And it's another thing to, have an accent. Everybody has an accent. I have a Nigerian accent. You have a British accent. You have a Nigerian accent.
Yeah.
If I travel abroad...
I have a British-Nigerian accent.
A British-Nigerian accent. If I go to the US, if I go to the UK, I'm the one with an accent because, accents are peculiar to where you are from and your environment. Yeah. So why do you feel... I think it also boils down to this mentality of everything foreign being superior. Why do you feel having an accent or misrepresenting that you have an accent sets you apart from the crowd or should set you apart from the crowd? So it boils down that if it's something that, I have to go here and talk because I had to speak at an MUN and in DC. And obviously, I can't go there and be like, today, blah, blah, blah. Like, the way I'll talk with my guys normally. So I just made sure I was more audible and very coherent. And everybody understood everything I was saying. I didn't go there and be all like, hi, guys. I didn't sound like faking an accent or anything. So if you are putting it as your lifestyle, every time everybody sees you, you've never janded, you've never been abroad, but you have an accent, that's just fake now. That's just fake. But if you're trying to make everybody understand you and, I want to speak better.
Mm-hmm.
that's, I don't even that's think that's packaging. That's just basic. Case, yeah.
So yeah. Would you say
because
that's
actually something you can teach yourself.
Do you get like, just teach yourself to speak English the way it's supposed to be spoken. Really having nothing, an accent is faking it. It's not even packaging about this. It's just being fake.
Would you say there are dangers to fake life? That can fake life become dangerous? You know what? I'm thinking of BlackBerry babes. I don't know because I was talking about earlier. Yeah, you know,
BlackBerry babes, Alakada, Jennifer, there are plenty.
You, fake life will put you in wahala.
It will put you in deep.
It'll
like
put
what?
In,
do you have any stories?
So, you know the funny thing. So let me see. For instance, right? I like to think. Okay, so you see how, like I said, everything you do, right? You just have to be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So by the time you are faking it, people are watching you. Everybody's seeing. Just the way you see me, I see you.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't depose, say, ah, okay, for instance, let me put typical scenario now, clubs, right? You don't depose, you have a baller.
You post the drinks on the table, you ain't contributing shit. You ain't got shit to your account.
No, me, I don't even, I feel like there's even nothing with
I think the one that irritates me is snapping the receipts I'm posting. I think that's just very
But see, I really don't care. People should spend their money the way they want to spend money.
I just think it's
if you blow 20 million in the club and you want to post a receipt, my brother, post your receipt. So far, say you pay. As long as you
that's
pay.
That's what I'm saying. The ones that don't pay, that
will be posted.
As the girl in the club, I'm letting
them look at my... You might just, you might just be trying to put yourself on that high horse to think that, oh, you want people to see you and perceive you on that level and everything. But at the end of the day, you show up in real life and it's almost like there's a disconnect. Do you understand? Just like we do, we said social media is one of the most is one of the best tools to facilitate faking your life. So people, because of social media, and I feel like people prefer being seen the way they are seen up there, and don't really care about what they look like in person, like how they feel or what people might think of them when they see them in person. So that's exactly one scenario that fake life will put in wahala.
I think fake life is also it's something to be honest. There, you can't keep it up. Especially when you don't have the means to keep it up. Like, if you keep faking your... Like, first of all, you're going to get caught eventually. And you just can't maintain it, especially when you don't have
sources of... Are you sure you can't fake it up? There are people faking it and living it.
See, everything that is in the dark... I have a question.
Do you think...
But people, they fake them, they go...
Yeah.
How can you... And honestly, it's okay, people are doing it, but how do you... Like, are you not stressed?
Is it dedication or...
Are you not stressed? I feel like I would be really stressed if I had to constantly fake my life.
I don't get time for that stuff. But I have a question. Do you feel like there's a positivity to being fake?
No.
Like, you feel like all fake life is all bad. Like, let's say, for example, like, maybe you might be a standoffish person. Let's say you're an introvert, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get a job in somewhere where you have to be extrovert. You have to talk to people. You have to be bubbly. You have to do this. But that's not who you genuinely are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for your livelihood or for your work to be smooth, you fake this happy bubbly and you go home and you be yourself. Would you say that all fake life is negative? Because at this point, pretending to be happy and not pretending, but acting happy and bubbly for your work to happen or for things to be coherent for other people doesn't necessarily, I don't think it's a bad thing.
I don't think, like I said,
but it's still a fake life because that's not who you are.
I feel like it's just what you tell yourself at the end of the day.
Like, is there any pros to it?
The context of, or the term fake life, it's more about, I don't know how to, it's really heavy on material things and really heavy on like material presenting things. And also really heavy on the kind of person you build yourself to be. It's one thing to have a personality where, okay, I'm very reserved, but if I have to step out, no, I'm not reserved in real life. I'm just saying that, okay, I'm very reserved and I have to step out, but obviously I can't be reserved in this kind of environment. So I'm talking to everybody. That's adapting.
Very.
It's not faking it.
It's not faking
it. But when you are faking it is when you begin to fake every material detail of your life. When you fake, okay, I was born in the UK, but you were born in Ikeja Hospital.
The things that
you went
true.
To BIS, you went to AIS,
true,
but you went to Queen's College at that time.
So I just Googled what fake life means, right? Let me even read out the definition. A hollow existence that lacks substance. So it actually cannot be positive.
That's why I say it cannot be positive, because also, how do you feel, okay, you've taken your friend's car out, you know, you flex, borrowed money from your guy, flex this person, done this, and you have to go and pack it, and then not enter a bus to go back to your side.
Exactly.
What's the reward?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, do you know that thing about fake life? It's not, you're not doing it to gain something from it, to be honest, because you don't actually gain anything.
You're not just doing it so people can see you.
But packaging now, you'll get your shoe.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Your shoe will be your cupboard.
Yes.
You will know that every day you bought,
I buy this shoe.
Maybe you even bought the shoe because you want one brand that sells the shoe to reach out to you and do this type of thing for you. Because there is no reward to fake life. Because, okay, if I'm saying I live in, maybe, okay, I'm borrowing my friend's house in Lekki, borrowing my friend's car, everything. By the time I'm done, I'm hopping bus back to maybe going to wherever I'm coming from. What is your reward? Like, ask yourself. As I'm saying, this I feel life, like, minus Instagram followers and Instagram, like, what
are you telling me? Because this is saying a hollow, like,
existence that lacks
a hollow existence. If I'm not a nice person in general, or let's say I've now seen, let me use you as an example. I've now seen you. I'm like, this boy has money. I heard that he keeps $20,000 in his drawer, in his house, by his bedside. In my head, I'm coming. I'm like, cool. I've got a plan. I want to steal money from you. I might come and be the nicest person. Oh my God, I'm nice to you consistently. I'm like, until the day you invite me to your house and I take my money and I go, I'm fake. But it's a nice fake because you were like, oh, wow, she's so lovely. She's so, but I had intentions. I don't feel like fake life is always about
behavior.
I'm a fake person.
That's manipulation.
That's not fake life.
No, but you know, like, have you ever heard, like, when you date, you know, when your friend is dating someone, you're like, I've heard so many bad things about this girl. And then you know, I meet the girl and she's so sweet. She's so nice. But then when the bubba's not there, this witch.
That is, like you said, it's manipulation or misrepresentation. But that's not, that's what I said. Fake life is really heavy on, like, material things.
So there's no, we're agreeing that, well, there's no, me, I'm trying to do devil's advocate because we don't like fake life, we don't bash everything. There's no, I think, positive to fake life.
There's no, besides, also, this is how you give it, somebody else is moving from it. That's a package, but don't fake. Brand yourself. Like, obviously, if you're going out, you have a meeting, nobody's expecting you to pull up in your regular houseware or stuff. If you need to, okay, get from somebody who has, if you have to go for a meeting, you want to look super presentable, borrow your bob wig from your friend. If your friend has a nice suit that you can use, take it. If your friend has a nice shoe, like, look, don't look like you're struggling. Nobody
so
ever
package yourself, but don't fake it.
Don't fake it. Like, don't look like where you're coming from. Just, basically.
Do you have any fake stories, any wild stories where they faked it? Well, I don't want to say they packaged you, but they faked it. I saw a tweet when they were like, oh, something stuff. I don't want to say the person, they're like, oh, you don't even have water in your house. I'm like, oh my God, you can't do that to
say.
No, like, you can't do that to say.
You don't need to say the person, don't worry.
No, I'm just saying, like, something like that. I was like, wow. But, I mean, it's Lekki, who really has water?
I beg anybody has water in your house.
But the person.
No, but I'm saying something like that, like, me, I don't know.
Can you drink your tap water?
God damn.
And I drink
I have a
dispenser and I drink water.
I won't try that.
So what's that?
I don't think tap water. Are you supposed to drink tap water?
You can't drink tap water.
I'm just saying, for instance, I'm not shading anybody. I'm just saying, like, have you had any stories where somebody has packaged you? Like, did they come, they dropped you home in a Mercedes and next time they came, they were using Tuk Tuk? Do you know what I mean? Like, has anyone packaged your fate?
There's so many. Like, I've had a lot of stories. To be honest with you, I went to University of Lagos. I stayed in hostel. So I've been like different.
You've heard a lot of big talks.
I've seen a lot of things. I won't say enabled a lot of things because, okay, God. Oh, is she going to watch this? I'm so sorry. But I know I'm going to mention your name. So if you watch this, sucks to be you.
Anyone should take offense. This is a safe space.
But like, I had this, because I got a lot of stuff. I bought a lot of stuff from like Fashion Nova and all of that. So back then, like, I take like videos of my like hauls and stuff and post it to like my story, like, oh, fashion this and that. So I took like I used to get like giant packages. So I took a video of this package and stuff. And then this paper is like, oh, that I should send her the video, and I sent her the video, and then she posted it up and she's like, oh, thank you, baby, Valentine, because it was Valentine's Day. So she posted it and she's like, oh, thank you, baby, Valentine's gift, like, gifts came earlier and stuff like that. Then there was somebody else that, because I would go out, take pictures of food, like, post on my story. Every time I'd post pictures, like, this babe would take screenshots of my distance and post and be like, Gina was nice. And you didn't even have the audacity to block me. At least block me now. Don't let me see you. Like, you didn't even ask me for permission. If I'd asked me, okay, let me see your picture.
Her courage.
She would just be like, courage. Oh, Gina was nice. It's one thing to say, oh, food porn or, you know, that type of thing, like, use a hashtag. But this people will take screenshots of, like,
so that's
food.
Fake life. That's proper fake life.
I had another person that would come to my room. I won't call that one fake life too, but we're in close. So that's actually what brought us close, because we're the same shoe size. So she'd come to my room, and like, I'm really obsessed with like shoes. I always have like, you know, lots and lots of shoes. So she'll come to my room and be like, oh, she wants to go out to Kinnikot, can she borrow my shoes? I'm always like, yeah, sure. Do you want my wig too? Like, cause I like people looking fine. No, I like women supporting women. Like, use me and package yourself. Like, I love it. I have it. Take it.
What's mine is ours.
Like, I like that community spirit, so like, take it and use it. Then in the influencer world, because I would say that
that
community, because I would say that I started content creation like 2020, so like towards the end. So I've met like a lot of people, seen a lot of things, heard a lot of things. I remember one story I heard, because I had this friend that was managing one brand, I will not say what kind of, okay, I'll eventually say chat, but she was managing a brand, and she'll tell me stories of how influencers would reach out to the owner of this brand and be like,
Give it to me, I'll post it.
This is now not for, this is not all some influencers, because obviously I cannot lump myself and insult myself as well. But she'd be like, oh, they would reach out to the brand and be like, oh, give us this shoe, we want to wear, we have somewhere to go to and stuff like that. And it was like sneakers and stuff. So like they'll take the sneakers, wear them out, oh, blah, 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 blah. And
yeah,
then
but it doesn't come
send
back
it back.
The same.
They don't, and it won't even come back the same. That's why the guy like got pissed, because people were not willing to buy. You were not bringing sales. And, but then when I entered, because I thought it was really bad before I like entered the community proper.
You understand
but then
where
I'm like, okay,
from?
I understand that, okay, because it's a mutually beneficial thing. You're going to tag the brand, they're going to get sales and stuff. So that is packaging. I thought it was fake life before, but I think it's actually now just like packaging,
no,
I guess.
For influencers, I think it's not.
I think it's different. Influencers are
like,
different because
for me
people,
now, right?
Yeah,
I was just telling you that I didn't even come from my house, right? Everything I'm wearing right now is from a friend of mine, right? I didn't have to. It's not like
nice
I would not
have
pay.
Friends your size.
Yeah, it's not like I would not pay for it on a normal day. But she sends these items to me free of charge because she understands that
like
I obviously
fly.
Have like you know, apart from the fact that I like to look fly.
I
just
say right, you guys was like, well, you
she understands the fact that okay, I have a good amount of clout when it comes to fashion, and people are prone to wearing.
I think you're very fashionable.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Like, it shows I'm doing the
so
right thing.
Can you guys
thing.
See my bombastic side?
So, Sandra, you know, it's the same thing, because influencers, like, there are so many times that I get offers to wear clothes for people and post it up, and so that people can get, and even, like, I'll use Trax Apparel as an example. So, they gave me the outfits that I wore into the Big Brother house. They gave me outfits worth almost 3 million. I'm dead serious.
Goosebumps.
Like, this was the outfit I was wearing, first of all, going
I just
up was like almost 800 and something
thank
K.
You, size
but
40.
They did all of that because they believed. Let me not say they understood, because you really kind of, they saw something. They were like, and the guy was just, I remember Mark looking at me that day. He was just like, ah, you be worried, boy. Ah, no worry, just a go.
Ooh, I love that. If you worry, no worry. Bye.
I'm a Lagos babe.
You understand? You get me? So he just,
I'm a Lagos babe, no lady.
And it was just, it was one of the things that made me understand that, okay, you can actually capitalize on your influencing value online and make something out of it. Because they were, in fact, I don't want to say how much the business, you know, how much impact that simple seed they sold into me actually benefited them.
So, you
understand? So for influencers, I feel like
we need to speak about influencers and packaging and fake life. We need to speak about influencers, but I mean, so for me in the UK, I feel like UK fake life and packaging is
No, UK is on that level.
Right, it's different. So, like, you know, at least in Nigeria, right? You know that if somebody has a car, they've bought it outright. Because you know, most things here,
somebody
Nigeria,
has
oh,
a phone.
You guys
if
do that
if
thing.
If somebody has
wait,
a phone,
no,
they
no,
are
no.
going far
let's
with
be
car.
Serious.
If somebody has a phone, they bought it outright.
If I was in the UK,
yeah.
You see that thing that they say you can pay small, get the car, go and drive.
Use Klarna, use what they call this other thing.
No, no, no. I go be Baba for fake life.
Oh,
me?
Bro.
Hey. I go sit down, check.
Buy $100 jacket and with $25 installments over 4 months.
Now for you.
Bruh,
I go sit down there.
Oh, you gave me the things like buy now, pay later.
Nigeria doesn't give you that access. Don't worry.
You have 30 days refund.
If they give it to Nigerians,
they will run back.
This fake life you are seeing, it's turned to real life.
I know one hair vendor that talked about how she stopped instrumental payments because people will pay then when... Like, they'll pay, like, over, like, a period of time. They'll not come back and say, oh, we don't want it again. Give us the money back. Or you, like, give them on good faith and then they ghost you, they block you.
Before. Nigerians. I don't know.
But for UK fake life. So, you guys remember the story I was giving you before we stepped in? I think, okay, like I said before, and I'll keep saying it, we're too poor in Nigeria for the kind of problems that we have. Dollar is 770-something. 770-something naira to $1. 940.
958
to £1. We are too poor for the kind of problems we have, where in Nigeria, iPhone has to be a status symbol and you're talking to somebody and they're like trying to see the back of your phone and trying to see, oh, is it one camera? Is it two? Is it three? How big is it? We're too poor for the kind of problems we have. Minimum wage is 33K. People are paying 3,000 naira
extra
rent.
3K ad, I thought it was 30.
Okay, sorry, NYSE money is 33K.
I thought it was 30K. I was like, that 3K is a lot.
For the kind of
reaching.
Problems. Friend, that's what I said in this UK. A friend was telling me about how, I told you guys now that they were saying, oh, don't wear Puma slides, don't wear Adidas slides, stop carrying Zara bags. Do you know how much £20 is in naira?
That's a
£20 in naira. I'm sorry. That is almost minimum.
That would give some people. That would give some people 1 week.
See,
like
anybody that stores something, even if it's
£50.
I feel my tank. Like that's
it's actually too poor for our problem. So that's why I think that we're like we act like we're some kind of we're in the Western world where, you know, capitalism.
We're still a developing country, and I think people forget that. Again, social media makes us forget that we're in a developing country. Certain things should not be attainable. Certain things doesn't make sense.
Minimum spending in restaurants is 15K.
I don't like, don't tell me that.
I feel like for us is so the thing about Nigeria that I feel like makes things like this, right, kind of unstable, is the fact that I feel like the country is here, but us, we're like here.
We're delusional.
Well, you know, it's not a matter of being delusional. We are very much. I mean, I feel like Nigerians are probably like one of the most exposed set of Africans, if I'm being honest. You go to other African countries and it's not... I wouldn't exactly, because
I was with an Uber man who was really happy that they were building train in that marina side.
Yeah, no, that's the thing.
That is not exposed.
That's the thing.
License.
We might not... No, the typical things, we might not see them, but Nigerians are very much educated when it comes to like things that happen.
Okay, wait.
Things that are happening.
Based on that, would you say Nigerians abroad and their fake life, like accents and stuff? So, you know, we're talking about obviously fake life and packaging here. I feel like Nigerians abroad, do you think that they have to also fake it? That, for example, if you went to London now, maybe not you, because I feel like you're in a social, like you've had to train your voice a bit. But if a typical Nigerian had to speak, right? You wouldn't go to someone like, or guy with sinners, you'd be like, good afternoon, how are you? You have mannerisms. Yeah. I feel like your typical Nigerian, if they were to go abroad, do you feel like they have to change their accent? They have to fake it? You know, in America, they're like, oh, you from Africa? Like, you know, do you live in a hut? Have you ever seen a monkey? Do you have a lion in your garden? Oh my God, man.
Sorry, quick
what
gossip.
What is Gari?
My mom told me.
I just did that for Fitch and Foo.
Yeah.
And Goosey. What the hell are you talking about? Like, do you feel like Nigerians abroad, they have to fake it just so they're socially accepted? Do you think you have to change your name? Yo,
I've had an experience, like when I used to travel and they'll ask me, oh, what's your name? Because they couldn't pronounce Oyindasola, I'll tell them, oh, just give them my English name. My English name is Georgina, just call me Georgina. Or when they'd ask me, oh, do you have an English name? And I'll be like, oh, just call me Georgina. Then I realized that we're pronouncing names like Tchaikovsky, Schwarzenegger. Why you are giving me names that have more consonants than vowels and I'm pronouncing it? So what is Oyinda that you can't pronounce? And I'll tell them, okay, you know what? Say Linda. They'll say Linda. I'll say, okay, now remove the L, put OY. Say Oyinda. And I'll be like, oh, Oyinda. Say, hey, we'll manage it like that. Shall call me Oyinda. I'm not changing my name. And then also, like I said, speak English the way it's supposed to be spoken. My mom was giving me this gist about someone.
What about the H factor? That's an accent. Do you feel Nigerians when they go abroad, they almost have to fake it a little bit? Because you don't have to fake anything, I'm sorry, it's your choice.
Someone traveled to Jamaica and came back with a British accent in 3 months.
Jamaicans were colonized by the British now.
I met a friend who actually was from the Caribbean
and she had an American accent. I was like, you've never been? She was like, but our border is actually very close, so we have a lot of American.
British accents are very, I'm sorry, but British accents are very intentional. British accents are very intentional. Like, it's,
you think so?
I think British accents are very intentional.
If I'm being honest, I feel like if I move to the UK for like 2 years, I'm definitely going to have an accent.
Definitely.
That's me. Because I know that I would like, this one is not about a matter of fake life or whatever. I know that I would just naturally want to.
You pick it up though.
Pick it up.
You do pick it up. So there was a thing, during COVID.
The environment actually matters a lot. Like, a lot. If I grow for, I don't know, all those places where they get H factor, all those things, my H factor would D. Wella, but you can't see if I grow. Let me tell you one very funny story that happened. So, my mom and my dad are separated, right?
Yeah.
And around it, obviously, I moved out of the marriage with my mom around the town. I was barely like a year old, right? So, my mom and I moved to Asaba, where she's from, since I was probably like six, right? So, growing up in Asaba, growing up in that environment, one thing I picked up was learning how to speak Igbo, right? And Masibo of man. My brothers, my other six.
Wait, translate now, don't they?
I can speak Igbo well. That's what I said. Yeah. So
sorry,
my other.
You're a bad baby.
I'm sorry, but a man that speaks Igbo.
So my other six siblings, right? They can't.
Nice.
So by the time I went back.
Wait, you're one of seven kids?
Just from my mom. I'm one from you one of 30 something from remain, my dad.
Wait, from one of seven from your mom?
From my mom. I'm the last of seven from my from mom. And I'm one of 30 something from my dad.
So you have like 40 siblings?
I have, yes. I have like a lot of siblings. Wow. Don't worry. That's the difference.
No, why didn't they choke? That family side on
it. No, if you see us when they do party for our house, you know, they invite any other person.
You don't need to invite anyone.
Have you ever like dated a cousin by accident? No, I just ask it because that's how Lagos is small.
Lagos is very small.
Sorry,
respect your dad. But, respect to you.
No, my dad. No, he's a big man. He's a big man. But I mean, going back to like my dad's house now to like spend holiday with my siblings and everything. I had like this bad Igbo accent. It was bad. Like my bread was bled.
Oh my God.
It was bad. But then again, they will always make fun of me, right? Back, yeah. I was
so if like, you were bleeding, would they think
it was bleeding? It was bad. It was really bad. So they will always make fun of me and everything. But fast forward, right? First of all, every single time like we're having like a family meeting, especially like for my mom's side, I'm probably the youngest, right? But when they're saying stuff, now me they go look say, okay, translate for everybody. Aww. Do you understand? So all those little things now, you will now realize that, I'm gonna say I really won't get the accent in the first place because so it's very, very, everything boils down to your environment and where you come from, and it's just how it goes. So if you're willing to accept that, like people will get H factor. Me, I won't like that because the moment you say you get H factor, a Yoruba man that wants to assist you will just know that that's somebody that he talks like me. That's just how it is. But then people are very, because of the environment that they could be in. It could be separate from the same environment that they grew up in. So you might be in a different environment and then you now realize that your accent doesn't fit you here. You shouldn't be using that.
So you feel like...
Do you understand? So everything really boils down to your environment. And I feel like accent is one of the things that human beings just use as an adapting tool.
Yeah. So you feel like... an accent that took you about 2 decades to have is something that can easily be forfeited in about 2 years. Because like, I know someone that has like lived abroad for like below. I feel like, see,
you can learn and unlearn.
I don't even think you have to live there. So like, I mean, now in Nigeria, I have more American Nigerian friends. And sometimes I'll be saying words like, you know, I'll be saying words different. I'm like, wait, this is not Brit. But it's just because, you know, when you're just and you're having conversations, like the way they said it is, I'm now like, oh yeah, what's up? Like, I don't know. I wouldn't say, but you know what I mean? Like, I think even just little words or catchphrases that they use, I've now adapted that because, you know, we're always together and essentially I was trying to ask is, if you're a Nigerian and you go abroad, you would say, if the accent starts to change, you would say that it's not faking it, that they're adapting to the environment. Exactly. Or would you say that they are faking it to fit in the environment?
I feel like they're adapting to the environment. I will adapt.
Okay, good. Now let's like adapt to the environment. That's it. Like,
you can adapt,
fine.
But yeah. I mean, it's different if you're in Nigeria with a British accent. But then, okay, so I was gonna say something about that. So you know, like during COVID, there was something that came out like American kids now have British accents, and that's because they're all watching Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
So they're all like, "Hello, mummy, can I have a cup of tea, please? Mummy, I want to go outside. I want to go to New York." They all had like British accents.
Yeah.
Not because they've ever been to England. It's because they were watching Peppa Pig. Exactly. And during COVID, kids were watching a vast amount of television. So like, are we now going to say all these kids are fake lies? Or if you're somebody who then watches like me, when I was in the UK, I watched a lot of Nigerian programs. I would say maybe, you know, that's where I know my pidgin or whatever from, because it's not something that I learned from home. We're never allowed to speak pidgin or whatever. I learned it from movies like Jennifer or like Blackberry Babes, all these Nigerian movies where I learned about pidgin, all of that. So does that then mean that when I come tonight, when I'm in Nigeria and I want to go to the market and I have to adapt my accent a little bit, because sometimes I'm like, oh God, please, can I have some? Do you have Titus? Eh? Titus? Eh? Titus? Okay, you get Titus fish. I'm waiting the apple. They're like, oh my God, I know everything they thought. I know, so you'd be one of us. Or like, I speak Yoruba. So even now, like when I switched to my Yoruba, I'm like, like, you know, sometimes I feel like you have to, you know, I'm like, okay, good afternoon. I'm like, Ekason's like, oh, you're one of, oh my God, wow. All of a sudden, the ears open, they can hear everything I'm saying.
But let's look at it this way. Like you said, adapting to the environment because you want people around you to understand. What would you talk about? What would you say about Nigerians that, okay, you've lived in Nigeria all your life and you joined, you traveled, you've been there for like a year, 6 months, 2 years. And okay, maybe when you have to speak to, you know, your fellow, those people share with you, you have to speak to them, you have to have an accent. Then when you're calling back home, you have to have that accent as well, because I don't know, I find it really hard. I mean, I've spoken like this for like the better part of my life, like all my, which is better part of my life, I've always spoken like this. I know that, okay, yes, when I travel, I probably have to step it up in being more maybe audible and reducing like the regional like things that I would say, slang, and how I would say certain words. Because if I'm speaking to you and I'm using this like word,
but
now,
do you feel like you only adapt when you leave Nigeria? Because me, you guys are saying that you feel like when you go abroad, you have to adapt. I feel like when I'm in Nigeria, I have to adopt. And another thing, sorry to interrupt. Another thing is, I've noticed like people call it like part of fake life packaging. A lot of British slang does not cross over in Nigeria.
Of course,
like things like "what's up." What do you mean, "what's up"? Am I crazy? Yeah. Oh, well, like stuff like that. Nigerian, like in the UK, it's very
yeah. It's hey, more like up? Yeah.
What do you mean? Am I your age, mate? You actually was up in this bastard. Like a lot of no, but I get that a lot. So sometimes I'm like, am I the problem? Like, am I not? But so I feel, and then it's not like, okay, if I now speak, if I now have to be like, oh, I'll go afternoon, sir. That's not my usual norm. Like, I have to fake to speak like
you. Have to adapt.
So that's what I'm saying.
See, adapting is really a whole lot different from
am I faking it? Because I
to be honest, especially when there's no root to it. Like, you've never done it before. I think we're even kind of going far, because let's say that there can be a context. Like I said, everything's applicable in context. If you live abroad, I mean, okay, let's say you went there 3 months ago, no problem. You're actually living abroad. Come and do in it one and in it for me, no problem. You're actually living there.
I just
you're adapting.
Say, not everybody says in it.
I'm being sarcastic now. So like, but now you're living in Nigeria. You don't even, okay, let me not say you've never been to national airports because they've done excursion there before, but like, you've not janded. Where is this accent coming from to the point? Like, it's a lifestyle.
No,
like,
but what if they get it from, I'm doing devil's advocate. Yeah. Like, I say they watch a lot of British
programs.
See, let
me not lie to you. When I watch, do you know Jordy Show?
Yeah.
Jordy Show, Floribama Show, Jersey Show, and then The Valley. So on MTV, I used to like proper sit down and watch Jordy Show in like proper like second, like, early university, I used to watch Jordy Show, and like during my holidays, I'll just sit down and watch Jordy Show. And I noticed that at some point, I would lapse into how they were talking, which is like the Cockney accent. And but I knew that it wasn't not unconscious. It was one of those conscious, unconscious things that you were doing, because I want to speak this particular way. So I'm doing this
intentionally,
but not consciously. Do you get? Yes, that happens. But now your lifestyle that, oh, we are having a 10-minute, 15-minute, 20-minute conversation.
Yeah.
And you're having an accent. I think it also boils down to the fact that we see things as Nigerian as ghetto. Because why should you be ashamed of having a Nigerian accent? Why should you be ashamed of speaking the way you speak?
I feel like this is a very long conversation.
Yeah, we're reaching the end.
It's so long.
Yeah.
It is so long. But I feel like even with, what's it called? Accents and stuff, people still adapt here. Like, I can tell you for a fact that if I go market, and I see person when they sell something, give me, say na Igbo. Believe me.
Switch it up. Code switching.
Am I mad to not switch
it? Yeah, that's good. They say good, thank you. Code switching is also different from faking an accent.
So I think I will switch on because well. I know for a fact that this guy will feel more comfortable with me speaking his
language, and you're likely to get a better deal.
Bruh.
That's it.
So that's just it. Because even when you travel, you let's say for and instance now, you're talking to someone that.
Oh my god, I do that. When is
no, my Igbo
name
exactly.
Is Chioma. It's just natural. Like, to me, it's just natural. You just have to adapt.
And for the same thing, but faking an accent is different. That's your, like, you've made it a lifestyle. That is not the problem.
Yeah. But then again, you know, there are some people who just really want to have that kind of accent, right?
Yeah. So really is that them packaging? It. Like, you want it. So, like,
aspire.
I said, everything, just be honest with yourself. Yeah, if you know that's how you want to talk, like, then let nobody. I mean, there are people who talk like that and they've never traveled.
Yeah.
Yes, there are people who train themselves to have like British accent. There's this guy on TikTok I see all the time. He's always, one guy.
Hi. In my native country, Nigeria.
He's good at it. It's content for him, but he is good at it. So that's someone who's saying intentionally, I don't want to sound like an Nigerian. I want to make sure I have a British accent.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, I don't talk out openly. If I travel with John,
you'll have an accent.
Just wait.
Oh, wait, before we end, there was something I wanted to. Just wait. There was one, like, something you said, I wanted to say something about it on this whole issue of fake life. And I think I had a conversation with Shia yesterday about like buying duds and like buying designer.
Buying
and
what?
Duds, like fake and buying designer. I said it that, okay, yes, personally, I would rather buy a no-name brand or a very common brand than to buy like a designer if I cannot, like fake, if I cannot afford it.
Yeah.
But then before, I used to say, okay, I mean, why are you buying fake designer now? Buy and just buy the original or, I mean, that's a very classist thing to say too, but like, if you're not going to buy the original, just buy a nameless brand. But then I realized that isn't if it's their money and then they want to buy it. I mean, if you want to buy Louis Vuitton,
Baba,
buy it. That's
what
I'm saying.
You see what I said about honesty? Eh? If you are honest, nobody can tell you anything.
Mm.
If I did buy fake shoe, if you say now you will want to tell me and I say, Neil, why you wearing fake shoe, Chris?
Did you when buy for something I bought with my money? That's it. I don't think
my money. You just have to be honest. If you honesty will give you the confidence to be what you want.
Honest,
to be.
Mm-hmm. Honestly.
For me, it will give you the confidence to be everything you want to be.
Yeah.
So the moment you buy fake, because some people go see where original self go look like fake for their body.
Yeah.
Some people go buy fake, go look like original for their body. Yeah. So I'm not, and as far as it's your money, you know, the first thing you know, key is your money. Bro, I cannot judge it for you.
That's it.
What you like.
And do what works for you.
Do what works for you. Be comfortable, be honest with yourself, and you're good. If you want to wear fake, wear the fake. But you know, saying the fake no go last you past 6 months.
I'm screwed.
And you know.
Actually, some fake lasts. I don't know.
You get. So just do you. Like at the end of the day, you just have to do you. And for me, the people that haven't carried it on their heads to want to detect that somebody's wearing fake, or that's
I feel like you don't have
work. Now you really get work. Yeah, carry it's not on. That serious. Do your thing. You get
so
me?
So I think let's round up here. So, I mean, this has been interesting.
It's been super interesting.
Yeah, our interpretations of fake life and packaging. I think
package, don't fake.
Yeah, package, don't fake. Like, if we're going to advise
and
if we're going to get package,
packaging
is linked to hard work. So work hard because
you have to package you.
So we support packaging, fake life.
If someone wants to fake it, congratulations, fake it. But do it with yours, do it with sense. If I don't do it with sense, it's your life.
What advice are we giving them to fake it as a package?
Anything they want to do it is your life.
Live your life.
Wait, see some people fake it.
Thank you guys. Live your life. We'll see you on the next episode. We are your new hosts. I'm Shire.
Package you.
I'm Oyinda. Package, don't fake. If you want to fake, do it with
me. Well, live your life. Chop your life. Don't let life chop. I mean, chop life. Don't let life chop you.
I swear,
that's my motto.
You,
enjoy your life, I beg.
That's what's up. All right. See you guys.
Oshay.